Barda's bus company approached me to write an original composition to accompany an air display, which is going to be formed by para pilots. I have got to write a piece of music that is going to be totally inspiring and exciting and magical and shows the great endeavour of what Douglas Barda went through. The Douglas Barda story was, honestly, if I look back to when I was at prep school, that book, Reach for the Sky, was one of the most exciting books I can remember reading. First of all, air shows are spectacular. Most of us can't fly planes, and you know, they're huge, great things. And, you know, what happens if you lose control? And it's not like driving a car. I mean, there's so many things to think of. And you're talking about people, disabled people, who are able to get in a flyer plane. You know, musically, there's the display. These pilots flying and doing their display. But then there's the journey, isn't there? There's the journey of why they're doing it, of would they ever have done it? Whenever you start a project, it doesn't matter who you are, you always think, well, it's like looking at a mountain you can't climb. Mm-hmm. And you know, you think, oh, and it doesn't matter what it is. It might be a 1 minute advert. There's always something inside you that goes, you're not gonna do this, or it's not gonna work. I think everything is about an idea. And the moment I know I'm gonna be involved with something, I've become very alert. In my mind is thinking, I'm hearing things, I go up and record things. I can, sometimes when you're always aware of music, and sometimes if music's being played really low, you hear different things that are not in the music. And I'm always looking for things that are going to give me the idea. What's the idea? What's the instrumentation? What am I going to write? What sort of melody am I going to write? What's the music going to do? Is there anything I've seen that would inspire me? It's very exciting to get a spark, and what you're really looking for creatively as a spark. I've got to have a kind of think about what's going to happen during that journey, what's going to be the start of it, but I'm also scoring the drama. I need to score the endeavour of someone like Nathan and what it is that's driven him to be the pilot that he is today. The most disabled pilot in the world to fly today. That's in the heart. That's deep in here. So it's really important to me that I can capture the emotions of that, of what that means. As a great man and a film composer once said, music holds the hand of the audience and guides them through. So music can bring a sense of emotion. Now, if you sit and watch an air display detached and they're, you know, miles up in the sky doing this display, that's kind of one thing. If you use a piece of music, you know, if you use the theme from the Dam Busters or Battle of Britain, that's a very arousing piece of music. But this is a different thing. Because this is about people and adversity who've overcome adversity against all odds. So my job is not only to tell the story of what we're seeing, to make that exciting and exhilarating, but I also need to capture the heart of what this is really about. One thing I want to convey, apart from the drama, is just the endeavour of it, actually, is what they've achieved by doing it. And for me, that's getting into the heart of it. And maybe it's coming up with a theme. Maybe that's the theme. And maybe it's a theme that sort of that brings across the journey it's taken. Maybe it's about a journey. I want it to feel exciting and exhilarating.